from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump says a tide of change is sweeping the country. He gave his inaugural address following his swearing-in ceremony yesterday afternoon.
America will soon be greater, stronger, and far more exceptional than ever before.
Trump says his message to Americans is that it's time for us to once again act with courage, vigor, and vitality of history's greatest civilization. He touched on a number of other issues like immigration and the economy. And it's a new day for participants in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol in 2021. In his first time back in the Oval Office since being sworn in as president, Donald Trump signed an executive order pardoning roughly 1,500 people convicted in the January 6th riot.
So this is January 6th. These are the hostages, approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
Full pardon or commutations?
Full pardon.
The pardons fulfilled Trump's promise to release supporters who tried to help him overturn his election defeat 4 years ago. The names have not yet been released. Also among the flurry of executive orders President Trump signed on his first day of office is a ban on new offshore wind energy leases. The move is of special interest in New Jersey, where Governor Murphy has made offshore wind projects key to his clean energy goals. Trump has said wind projects are responsible for killing whales, despite the lack of scientific evidence. South Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew says he helped Trump draft the executive order. However, Governor Murphy does want to team up with President Trump to end congestion pricing.
On Monday, Murphy penned a letter to Trump saying he welcomes any opportunity to find common ground with the new administration. And a good place to start is the new $9 toll to enter Manhattan south of 60th Street. Murphy says New Jersey will continue to pursue its lawsuit against congestion pricing. Trump previously promised to terminate congestion pricing in his first week in office. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Parks Casino. This is how you win. Coming to the Excite Center inside Parks Casino, Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains on February 8th and Scotty McCreery from American Idol on March 7th. Visit parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. The Arctic Express rolls on. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A cold weather advisory continues for most of New Jersey today as high temperatures only reach the upper teens. That is cold. Just to give you some context, the last time we had highs this cold was over 2 years ago, Christmas Eve 2022. The last time we had 2 days in a row of teens was almost 6 years ago, 2019. Morning sun, afternoon clouds, highs in the upper teens. A quick snow shower may clip the southern coast this evening. Maybe a coating of accumulation. Then clearing skies and frigid temperatures overnight, lows in the single digits for most. Tomorrow, sunny and very cold, highs back in the upper teens. Thursday will be a little bit better, a little bit warmer, with a mix of sun and clouds, highs reach into the upper 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now, across New Jersey, we've got 9 degrees in Morristown. It's also 9 degrees in Ewing. Turnersville is 13. Weather's brought to you by Matt Portnoy Insurance. Overpaying for workers' compensation, business, home, or auto insurance, Matt's got you covered. Save money on insurance now. Look up Matt Portnoy Insurance online or call 802-318-7991. Matt will shop your insurance until he gets a better deal. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.